ইন্টারনেট থেকে আপনারা শুনতে পাচ্ছেন ক্লাইমেট রেডিও।
What is your research findings centering on Bangladesh?
If you are asking about the climate change, let me set out the stage first. Climate change is a global issue, but it has got impacts locally. And everybody knows why this climate change is happening. That's due to increased greenhouse gas emissions following the industrial revolution during last 250 years. All these greenhouse gas are being emitted into the atmosphere, and this increased greenhouse gas has captured heat re-emitted from the Earth's surface, and the global become more warmer. The warmer globe has got its climate parameters changed with erratic behavior of the precipitation and the temperature fluctuations, and resulting into more floods, more droughts, more cyclones, more storm surges, riverbank erosions, and at the end of the day, the poor people in the poor country and who are living in the marginalized land, they are suffering the most. So these are nothing to research right now, because these we can observe with our eyes. We can see that we are having one after another big cyclones and storm surges, and our past gains are being eroded through this sort of enhanced disaster events. Now, regarding the climate change research, as you ask about the research, yes, of course, we have to do some sort of research. And this research are going on throughout the globe as well as in Bangladesh. We have to discuss this matter into two different ways. One is to stabilize the climate system. We must mitigate our greenhouse gas, meaning we have to stop increased amount of greenhouse gas emission. And that's where all the countries of the world are negotiating in the COP, that is, Conference of the Parties, under the UNFCCC. And in this December, in Copenhagen, we expect from the global leadership that the developed countries and the countries who are emitting most, they will take measures to reduce the emissions, and in 20 years or 50 years time, all this increased emission will be reduced, and the climate system will be stabilized once again. That's what we hope. This is the only way to save the world. Say it so. Whatever mitigation we do right now, from now on, if we mitigate everything, still then we have to suffer from the hazard more, because by this time, these greenhouse gas, which are locked into the atmosphere, they are already exerting pressure into our weather system, and thus more extreme weathers we are facing and more calamities we are facing. So to get rid of these calamities and the gradual changes, for example, due to sea level rise, there are salinity intrusion into the countryside that are interfering with our ecosystems, that are interfering with our livelihood systems. And because of this erratic precipitation behavior, there are every chances of impeding productions, in particular rice, wheat, and whatnot. To get rid of this and to overcome these challenges of the development from the extreme weather events and these changed climatic parameters, we have to do adaptation. And for this adaptation, we have to first of all identify the impacts of changed climate parameters into respective production system chain. And then from those stresses, how we could reduce those stresses, that measures we have to identify. And for that reason, we have to do climate change adaptation research. In that sector, that is simply meaning that we have got a risk in future, and to treat these risks, the options we don't know. We have to generate this knowledge through research, and then we have to introduce this new or alternate or adjusted adaptation measures into the production systems. For that purpose, from this outfit, this climate change cell, we have conducted 6 adaptation researches, one for the coastal zone, for saline-tolerant rice variety, and some other sorts of crops. And actually, our BARI, Bangladesh Agriculture Research Institute, they have invented a variety that can withstand certain amount of salinity. For example, its early stage, it can tolerate 10 ppm, and at the growing stage can tolerate 6 ppm of salinity. So we have actually piloted this variety into the coastal zone to test the farmers' adaptability and the production. The result was good, and we are going to do some more years of practicing, and then we will release it for the extension. Similarly, we have introduced a short duration rice variety into the Howrah Basin of Bangladesh, where flash flood destroys our single crop boro there. So we have introduced a variety that is that can be harvested 20 days earlier than the present variety which are on the field. So we have tested this for 3 years already with another organization, the Center for Natural Resource Studies, and we get very good result. And in future, this is actually happening in collaboration with the Department of Agriculture Extension, and they will take it over in certain time. We are also practicing this livelihood adaptation to climate change in the drought-prone area in association with FAO, and the results we have done so far 3 years, the results are good, and we will be also promoting this drought-resistant varieties, suit of crops into that area. We have also done a research on the crop insurance that is not yet materialized as a mechanism of shifting risks, but we have to work more on that. We have also done two adaptation research on the health sectors, in particular with the ICDDRB, with the cholera, and with the NIFSOM and BCAS. We have also conducted these two studies, and from that where we now know better about the impacts of the climate change into the communicable diseases. And that is also, again, going to be incorporated into the health sector of the country. So this adaptation research has to be continued, along with the impact assessment into the different stages and steps of the production systems in the changing climate. And accordingly, these research results has to be uptaken by the sector of the country for scaling it up.
So, just one thing, sir, you are about housing, though you have something research.
Well, for the housing, of course, I can just tell you that I know for sure that Brack University with the IUCN has done a study, and this is a practical study, of course, that in the cyclone-prone area, how to increase the resilience of the houses over there with minimum cost. In my mind, this was a very good one, where 10 to 12,000 taka, a small house can be built, which is better resilient into the wind. At the same time, the naval architecture of the Buet, in association with the IUCN, they have also improved the strength of the boat that the fisher are plying in the Bay of Bengal. Following this climate change, the Bay of Bengal is remaining rough. For example, signal number 3, previously it was very less. Now it has increased in last one decade. It has increased by more than 100%. So it means that the fishers cannot go fishing because of the rough weather. Signal number 3, and they are advised not to go. But this fisher cannot be starving without going there. So they risk their life, and their boat are mostly, you know, sank. So following this problem, the research actually found a better way, this naval architecture of Buet, to make the boat more resilient in this rough weather. And that is, again, it's an additional cost of, on the top of the cost that a board are having right now, on the top of that, this is another 12 to 15,000 taka, and that will substantially improve the resilience of the boat against this rough sea. So that I can suggest, that for I know that these two are very good options.
What is your research findings on centering on Bangladesh?
Well, we have conducted 6 adaptation researches, one for the coastal zone for saline-tolerant rice variety and some other suits of crops. And actually, our BARI, Bangladesh Agriculture Research Institute, they have invented a variety that can withstand certain amount of salinity. For example, its early stage, it can tolerate 10 ppm, and at the growing stage can tolerate 6 ppm of salinity. So we have actually piloted this variety into the coastal zone to test the farmer's adaptability and the production. The result was good, and we are going to do some more years of practicing, and then we will release it for the extension. Similarly, we have introduced a short duration rice variety into the Hawar Basin of Bangladesh, where flash flood destroys our single crop boro there. So we have introduced a variety that is that can be harvested 20 days earlier than the present variety which are on the field. So we have tested this for 3 years already with another organization, the Center for Natural Resources Studies, and we get very good result. And in future, this is actually happening in collaboration with the Department of Agriculture Extension, and they will take it over. In certain time. We are also practicing this livelihood adaptation to climate change in the drought-prone area in association with FAO, and the results we have done so far 3 years, results are good, and we will be also promoting these drought-resistant varieties, suit of crops into that area. We have also done a research on the crop insurance that is not yet materialized as a mechanism of shifting risks, but we have to work more on that. We have also done two adaptation research on the health sectors, in particular with the ICDDRB, with the cholera, and with the NIFSOM and BCAS. We have also conducted these two studies, and from that where we now know better about the impacts of the climate change into the communicable diseases. And that is also, again, going to be incorporated into the health sector of the country. So this adaptation research has to be continued, along with the impact assessment into the different stages and steps of the production systems in the changing climate. And accordingly, these research results has to be uptaken by the sector of the country for scaling it up.
About housing, do you have something?
Okay. Well, for the housing, of course, I can just tell you that I know for sure that Brack University with the IUCN has done a study, and this is a practical study, of course, that in the cyclone-prone area, how to increase the resilience of the houses over there with minimum cost. In my mind, this was a very good one, where 10 to 12,000 taka, a small house can be built, which is better resilient into the wind. At the same time, the naval architecture of the Buet, in association with the IUCN, they have also improved the strength of the boat that the fisher are plying in the Bay of Bengal. Following this climate change, Bay of Bengal is remaining rough. For example, signal number 3, previously it was very less. Now it has increased in last one decade. It has increased by more than 100%. So it means that the fishers cannot go fishing because of the rough weather. Signal number 3, and they are advised not to go. But this fisher cannot be starving without going there. So they risk their life, and their boat are mostly, you know, sank. So following this problem, the research actually found a better way, this naval architecture of Buet, to make the boat more resilient in this rough weather. And that is, again, it's an additional cost of, on the top of the cost that a boat are having right now, on the top of that, this is another 12 to 15,000 taka, and that will substantially improve the resilience of the boat against this rough sea. So that I can suggest that, for I know that these two are very good options.